What I'd like to discuss with you today is the topic of Ladun Eschavero Lekaf Sechus. And this is a principle, a requirement that is formulated in the Mishnah in Avos. Have he done Eskol Ha'adam Lekaf Sechus? And the Gemara in Masechta Shmuas, we'll see, Be'ezer Hashem, derives this from the Pasuk B'Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Now, this topic divides up into many different subcategories, and some of them have to do with the way you saw a Maisa that happened, and there are different ways of interpreting the Maisa. Some have to do with the Gavra and the different classes of a Gavra. A person is a Tzaddik, and how do you judge a Tzaddik? A person is a Beinoni, a person is a Rasha, how do you judge a Rasha? What I'd like to focus on right now is the question of how to judge a Rasha. And the one who specifically talks about this is the Pachad Yitzchak. So what's the deal with a Rasha who, as a general rule, almost without exception, if he's a Rasha Gomor, his actions are certainly evil? But let's say I see the Rasha in a certain light, in a certain situation, which I can judge him favorably. Again, it's unlikely to do so, but it could be in the case of a tzaddik or a beinoni, I have to go through that dochak, and even though it's unlikely that this maisa was done for tov, nevertheless I have to judge him for tov. What about in the case of a Rasha? Do I have to go that far? So what we want to study in this context is the Rabbeinu Yonah on Avos, because Rabbeinu Yonah takes a very extreme position in which he claims that you should never judge a Rasha Litova, you should always judge him for Ra, and we're going to see that some of the later Rishonim and Achronim want to claim that that's some Machlokas, and not everybody accepts Rabbeinu Yonah. And then we want to see the question of how to judge the Talmud Chacham, and to assume, as the Gemara seems to assume in Masechta Brachos, that a Talmud Chacham always does tshuva. And even if he did an evil action, you have to assume that he's going to do tshuva. So let's start with Rabbeinu Yonah, which I think we'll find here on page 1, and then we'll fast forward to page 3, and we're looking at the Mar Makomos pages. On the Mishnah in the first parak of Avos, have he done as kol ha'adam lekaf sechus?
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
So Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. He says, "Afal al kol pani mafrid halufa mimenu find ratzal malva." Have he done as kol ha'adam lekaf sechus? Zemid dabral adam she'ein yodim bo im hutzadik v'im rasha. So this is an unknown. Oshemakir mel so sheish beinani. In any case, we cannot judge him based on his past record, because we don't know his past record, or he has a checkered record, and sometimes he acts like a tzaddik, sometimes a rasha. Pavim osa ra, pavim osa tov. V'im yase dover sheyesh laduna lechova, yesh laduna l'schus. We can judge him either lechova or l'schus, b'shikol hadas. So it's very hard to know exactly what his kavana, what his intention was in the action. Is Yesh Lomar, therefore, Litova Niskaven, in all these cases, we should always assume that he's doing Litova. And then he's going to go on and have a discussion here about a tzaddik gomor, a Talmud Chacham, and so forth and so on. But if you fast forward a little bit to the Russia case, the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah is that, and you'll see this on the bottom, Kishiroa Masa Rashoyim, he looks at the act of a Rasha, Hanirim B'derech Tov, and there's plenty of room to assume that he had the right intentions in that case. And when you look at the Maisa and you try to analyze it, is Misalif Oso Umateu Lara. Nevertheless, even if it means twisting it a little bit, you should assume that it was done Lara. And this is based on a pasuk in Mishlei, which you'll see about 6 lines up before the end of the paragraph. Shlomo Amar Bechachmaso Maskil Tzadik LeBeis Rasha Misalef Rishoyim L'Ra. Misalef Rishoyim L'Ra, says Rabbeinu Yonah, means that you assume that even though it might look as if he had good intentions, you'll be misalef it. You change it around and you assume that it was Ra. Now what we want to do is we want to analyze the sheet of Rabbeinu Bechai, which is on the bottom of your page, on the right side. But before we do that, we want to take a look at a sefer from Rav Shmuel Yudaikin, and that's on page 6, called the Divrei Shalom. And according to the Divrei Shalom, we're going to see that the way he meticulously reads Rabbeinu Bechaye, he comes to the conclusion that Rabbeinu Bechaye disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's just first read the overview of the Divrei Shalom, and then we'll try to pinpoint some of his chidushim in the Divrei Shalom itself. The summary is the following, that Rabbeinu Bechai in his Pirush on Masechta Avos seems to indicate that he disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. And we'll take a quick fast forward to Rabbeinu Bechai, which is again on page 1, and there he says, "Dovar anikar le'inayim shu inyan ra." If it's absolutely clear when you look at it as a spectator that it's ra, o dvar avera, or something that's explicitly a violation of the Torah, i'efshar bazel laduno l'schus. If it's clear objectively that what's being done is an avera, says Rabbeinu Bechai, you don't have to drive yourself crazy and come up with some fantasia, you know, of understanding that it's really lekaf chov that it was done, lekaf schus that it was done for good. But rather, when does this requirement of donis chaver lekaf schus apply? When you see an action which can be judged in one of two different ways, letzad chov or letzad schus, yesh lo aniach tzad chov, he should leave out the tzad chov, ladun lekaf schus v'zeh b'chol adam. That's what it means when the Mishnah says in Avos, Kol Adam. Kol Adam means your average rank and file person, let's call it a Beinoni, and therefore you have to be Danim Lekaf Schus. However, with regard to Gdolei Yisrael V'Tzadikim Shebahem, there you have to be Dan Lekaf Schus, even though the circumstances are not to Letzad Chova. So insofar as the Mishnah is concerned, says Rabbeinu Yonah, when we talk about being dan lekaf schus, even though there are tzadim lechova, but there are equally tzadim letov, we're talking about your average person that's called Adam. Had the Mishnah addressed the case of Gedol Yisrael v'tzadikim, then you would be required to be dan lekaf schus, even if hadvarim at tzadim notim l'shem chova. And that's what we have there. Okay, now what
I don't see the disagreement. I don't see
correct.
The disagreement.
What does Rabbeinu Bechai say about a Rasha? Right now, we see nothing here about a Rasha, but what the Divrei Shalom is going to apparently be medayik is from the omission of Rabbeinu Bechai. You know, we learn things from what the Rishonim tell us and what they don't tell us. What he does tell us in the first case is that the Mishnah is telling us to be dan lekaf schus in the case of Kol Adam, right? Kol Adam means that someone who, as he describes it, is Osed Dover Litzad Tova and Osed Dover Litzad Ra. In other words, he really fits right in the middle. Then we have to be Dan Him Lekav Schus. The implication is that if you have a Rasha, then you don't have to be Dan Him Lekav Schus. But in that sense, Rabbeinu Bechai is not disagreeing with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're all on the same page. However, there's another category here of Rabbeinu Bechai that according to Rabbeinu Bechai, fits and reflects this Mishnah in Avos of Dan as Kolod Mekav Schus. And that's where he analyzes the action itself. And he says the action itself, as it appears to the observer, is an Inyan Ra or an Inyan Advar Avera. In such a case, there is no halacha of being dan lekaf schus. even though, again, it's a person who sometimes does litova, but look at the objective action. And that's called kol adam. Clearly, in the case of an action which appears to be nota litzad tova, then Rabbi Bechai is saying that doesn't even come into this Mishnah when the Mishnah talks about people who are down the middle. If the action itself objectively indicates tzad tova, then Rabbi Bechai thinks it's beyond doubt. In Yiddish we say it's upkaret. That certainly has to be done him lekaf schus, because it looks like kaf schus. And therefore, if you take a look, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos of Rabbi Yeshua, Shesiper Machrona v'nisyached ima kishebol aliyah. He says, in that case, it looks like he was violating the Iser aliyah, until the Gemara says they suspected him, and he explains why this was not a bad action. The Gemara goes into detail about all the nuances. And the Gemara says that if you adan l'kaf schus, ha-mokom yodin oschem l'schus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be dan you l'kaf schus. So let's jump to the Divrei Shalom, and the title of the essay is B'inyan Havidan Kol Adam l'kaf schus. So he begins with the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kufchav Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shisha dvarim adam ochel perasei bol mazeva ken kiem solam abba." And amongst the various mitzvos that are enumerated here on the list is the case of don chavero lekaf schus. Says the Meiri, what does it mean, don chavero lekaf schus? He says, "B'mishnas Chasidim amru liolam havidon eshadam lekaf schus ha'inyan shushu muchzak bechasid, and therefore afilu robo meisim shadvar mochichem olachoval tahar achrov." In other words, you have to really search with a very intense flashlight, a microscope almost, to come up with some room to be done with kaf schus. That's the meaning of the Mishnah, says the Meiri, and that's talking about Mishnas Chasidim.
That's what I was taught when I was
right. In Yeshiva. Ubi Kolmakom, he says, behepech, now we're on the other opposite end of the spectrum, not Mishnas Chasidim, but Mishnas Harishoyim. There he says, "Roy laduno lekaf chova af bi efshar birachok." This would sound like the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, that even though it looks like he actually got it right, this Rasha, but nevertheless, we have to find a way of being danim lekaf chova, and even though it's a tzad rachok, we have to do so. Will be Adam Stam, but someone who fits into the middle category, the silent majority, he's neither a chassid nor is he a Rasha, is Royal Aduno Lefio Chachas HaMaisa. Then we analyze the objective action. If it's an Adam
Stam, if we have a Rasha that's helping an old lady cross the street, we assume that he's picking her pocket.
Right. Or even worse than that. The other stam umaisa stam ratzolam afsha maisa efshal adun b'shnei ponim v'ein echrea b'echad yosem mivevchach on roi ladun lekaf schus. So again, if we have down the middle, in other words, neither the maisa has any indication one way or the other, nor the gavra, then we should be dan lekaf schus. If it's a tzaddik, then we have to be Marchik to try to find a tzad schus, even though it's nikar, it would seem to be a chov. If it's a rasha, we have to be marchik ourselves, the liyashim and dochak, even though it looks like there's a no till a tov, to assume that it was no till a ra. Ubi kolshkein, the adam amuchzak beresh haroy ladun lekaf chova af bi efshar rachok v'kein kosa Rabbeinu Yonah. So now we have both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Meiri on one side, And Rabbi Yonah proves his point from a pasuk in Mishlei in the 21st parak, where it says l'salif, that we have to be mesalif the mice of a rasha. And then we get to Rabbeinu Bachai. Ibra means let's re-examine this. The Rabbeinu Bachai b'pirush alav as kasav is elishono. This we've already seen. Havidon is kol ha'adam l'kaf schus. Dover anikar le'inayim shu inyan ra. O dvar averi efsha v'zeladuno l'schus. So we use the umdana, the circumstantial evidence of the nature of the ma'isa, and we cannot change one way or the other. We have to assume that's what it is. It is what it is. El kolzman sheroa adam chaver osin dover yachlu l'aduno so l'shnei kivun l'shnei tzadim. That's when it's down the middle. Says the divrei shalom, Rav Shalom Yudaikin. And Yudaikin is Miloshin Ludaik. He wants to be Medaik in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Bechai. And this is a big Chiddush. I'm sorry, his name is Reb Shmuel Yudaikin. His father was Reb Shalom. He says the following, meaning Nokat. If you read carefully Rabbeinu Bechai, he says, V'zeh Bechol Adam. That these rules apply for everyone. Again, later on, Rabbeinu Bachai has the exception to the rule, and that's a tzaddik. Right? Gedol Yisrael v'tzaddikim shebahem. But the kol adam includes everyone. And the king kosov le'ed yibasei for Musar, Pirish Mishnas avos l'talmin Rambam sham v'zel shanavol imu rasha b'fursam. Just 1 second. I think I skipped something. Just give me a second here. Umina nakat zebchal adam mashma de svirle di af berusha hadin kain. In other words, just like we said that Rabbeinu Bachai has two categories where you don't apply the rule of dan lekaf schus. One category is where the mice itself indicates litzad chova, or you saw an outright avera. And the second category is where the person indicates that he's doing an avera. And in both cases, we're not going to be dan l'kaf schus. On the other hand, on the contrary, if it's no to l'chova, we'll be dan l'kaf chova. And this is supported by Rabbeinu Bachai in his book called Sefer HaMusar, where he says, Haval imu rasha b'fursam, if he's known as a rasha, he's got a real chazaka. Israinu osem maisim roim, and we see that he's doing maisim roim. Im tadun osan hadrachim l'tova, tatu l'derech tova v'yishara, v'yesh derech rechoka miyod. Im tadun osan ba, yinaktu l'derech roch. Hayoven amal yishamer mimenu l'donar osan l'kaf chova. Zui svaras harama v'yonu omer shemin adin yesh lanu ladun l'kaf Zechus. So in other words, whereas Rabbeinu Yonah says, in the case of a Rasha, you should always try to find a Tzad Rishus, a Tzad Ra, and Rabbeinu Yonah is supported by the Me'iri. Nevertheless, in Rabbeinu Bachai, you get the impression that even though he's a Rasha Mefursim Berisho, and even though his Maisim are consistently maisim roim, but nevertheless, you can, if you go the simple path and you analyze his action in this particular scenario, in without any prejudice, just in objective terms, you get the impression that it might be that he's doing a derech tova, and therefore, he says the following: Im tadin osan drachim l'tova tatu l'derech tova v'yishara v'yesh derech rechoka lima'od im tadin osaba is he not to l'derech ra? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, only if it's very rachok, it's very hard to assume that he did it l'tova, then you have to be danim l'derech tova. But barring that, if you could possibly be danim l'derech tova, not by going b'makom rachok, not because you go into a dochak, but because it really does seem that in this particular case he was motivated by the right factors, and then in such a case be danim l'kaf zchus.
I mean, if the old lady asked him, "Can you help me cross the street?" And we have every reason to believe he's doing it just to help the old lady.
Right.
Then we can.
Correct. So circumstantial evidence will kick in and play a major role with regard to a Rasha Hamafursim Berisho according to Rabbeinu Bachai. And if the circumstances are known to Litzad Tov, we have to be Danim L'Kaf Schus. Whereas according to the Meiri and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, with the case of a Rasha, Ein La Duna L'Kaf Schus Af Hecha Shemaisav Mochichim L'Tova, even though there's a clear-cut indication that would lead you to conclude that he's doing it Litova, throw it out.
Right, the old lady says, can you help me cross the street? We're thinking his eyes light up. This is a chance for me to steal the wallet.
Right. Now, what is the machlokas here between Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Bachai? So he says the following. If you fast forward to the paragraph that starts, Ubibir Advar Nire, in the second column,
Yesh hand over there.
Yesh lachkar. He has a hakira. But how did tzarich ladun lekaf schus ha'im ze rak din bedine ben adam lechavero? Meaning that there's no element of ben adam lemakom in this context. It's purely ben adam lechavero because of darke shalom. He says, if that be the case, then Rabbeinu Yonah is right. He says, okay, I'm actually jumping ahead of myself. That's going to be in the next paragraph. But first, the Chakir itself in abstract terms. O Dilma, he says, Ika Bezeh Inyan Nosav, in addition to being Bein Adam LeChavero, it's also Bein Adam LeMakom. And he wants to derive this from the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanos of the Smak, who writes, Amrinim Ki Bechlal Zeh Ladun chaver lekaf schus, shemitoch shiadunu lekaf schus yachshov ein chet, rakani v'yoshev leboro. Somehow, by being danim lekaf schus, what you're doing is you're impacting on him to do tshuva, and that's an immense kind of thing, because if he does tshuva, he might even be machria the entire world. So let's again see the language of the Smak. He says, "Bechlal zeh ladun chaver lekaf schus shemitoch sheyadunu lekaf schus yachshov ein chote rak ani v'yoshiv leboro." In other words, when I judge someone else favorably, and I know that I'm guilty, then there's an automatic emotional response, almost like a contrast, in which I say, well, he's doing the right thing, but I'm not. And I don't size up to him. And the more I look at everyone around me as if they're good guys, and whatever they're doing is for the pursuit of Tov, the more I become self, shall we say, critical, and make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, evaluating myself as I am the bad guy. I'm the sinner.
He's basically being a bit of a psychologist here.
That's what he's saying. That the smack, this goes back to the smack, and he's saying that once you consistently judge people favorably, and you realize therefore that, you know, you don't size up to it, at that point you are motivated, you are moved to do tshuva. Now, I don't know why the smack had to dramatize this by saying, well, if he does tshuva, maybe he'll save the whole world. Machrias kol ha'olam. I'm not sure, because in truth, just to impact on someone to do tshuva, that's an end unto itself. I don't know if I have to go ahead and therefore say, well, he's saving the world, pen yachriya kol ha'olam. But I think maybe what he means here, what the smak might be meaning here is that in order to motivate a person to do tshuva, you have to have two elements on the psychological level. One element is comparison, that I don't size up to other people. That's going to engender feelings of regret and remorse within me. But then there's a second element, and that is realizing that the world that we live in is a very evil world. And where do I place myself in that world? What I mean to say is that God judges the world for good or the opposite based on man's actions, as the Rambam formulates in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva. And if I look around at the world and I say to myself, what's going on over here? Why is so much evil? Why is so much terrible things happening in the world? I'm inclined to think that this is a reflection of man, because man himself is not doing too well. But if I'm being done, everybody else l'kaf schus, so why is Hashem being machriya the world l'tzad chova? Why is there so much destruction and so many catastrophes, Rachmana Litzlan? The answer must be me. I point my finger towards me. Because once, if the world is 50-50, maybe I'm not at fault. I'm on the side of the good guys, right? But if I see that the whole world is really doing good, then it must be that I'm responsible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu being machriya the olam letzad chova. And out of a sense of awesome responsibility that falls on my shoulders, I'm going to definitely want to do tshuva. Okay. So let's just...
I don't know if everyone would think that way.
So let's just summarize.
There are people that might.
Right.
I don't know.
What are the elements here in Hevidanis Chaver L'Kapskus? Is it pure chesed and avas ha-shalom? Or is there another element here that by being dan people of kavschus, it will engender within me a motivational desire to do tshuva, and that makes it bein adam lemakom as well.
It's interesting. I just used to think it was something that should make you think more, to just create more positive thoughts in your mind, because it's so easy to think negatively and just to be more positive. But this is another level.
Right. So let's just see how this chakira impacts on the machlokes about a rasha with Rabbeinu Yonah on one side of the equation and Rabbeinu Bachaya on the other. But then Nero Levar machlokes Rishonim Gabi Rasha, the Asa Maisa Sheefshal Aduna B'Shtei Panim, the Einach Rei Beachad Yosef Mehafcho, with regard to a rasha whose right his actions are unidentified, right? They're stam, they're ambiguous. E royal aduna l'schus ol kaf chov. E amrina da hod itzarch l'dun l'kas chol rak bin dine bein adam l'chavero de al yideiz ha misrabe sholom ba'olam im kein nira de gabi rasha lo amrina da tzarch l'dun l'kaf schus. This is the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah, that there's no need to embrace this rasha out of a sense of love. Adarabba, the mitzvah the Gemara establishes in Pesachim with regard to Rishonim is sinas ha-Rishonim. We have a mitzvah to hate the Rishonim. I mean, here's where we have this famous chiddush of the Balatanya, that we don't hate the Rasha, we hate his actions, right? Based on the Machlok Shid Bruria and
I read something on that recently, and they said that I never thought the word could actually be translated both ways. Yitamu chataim in Aretz can be, doesn't necessarily mean the sins, it can mean the sinners.
Ah. Okay.
I read a source, whatever.
Oh, I don't know. So again, I just don't want to lose the focus.
No.
So he's saying the following. He's saying that this motivation of shalom doesn't apply to a rasha, adarabba. Instead of avas ha-rasha, we have sinas ha-rashayim. Hilkoch eila duna l'kaf schus. And Rabbeinu Yonah goes even a step further. Vafilu heichada maiseh mochiach diniskavin letova. Even if the circumstances indicate that he really meant it for good, like you say, the old lady asked him to please help him. But nevertheless, adayin yesh lodenos lekavchova yishma mimenu, because this is the way you want to be marchik the rishonim, and this is what we saw clearly in the Meiri, who took Rabbeinu Yonah even a step further. But Ibra again means, let's look at it again. There's another dimension of Bein Adam L'Makom, because this is going to be Ma'orer him to do tshuva. And that's the smack that we saw before. And this idea, the smack, is embellished by the Maril Diskin. We didn't see the Maril Diskin yet. Im came nira the aflagabi rasha, the asa ma'aseh efshal aduna b'shtei panim, the ein hechrea b'echad yosef mirapuchav. It's really 50-50. Yaduno solakav schus, judge him favorably. Why? Kadeshis ora biatzmo shelo yechta. If it's bein adam l'makom, then it would be meaningful to be dan l'kav schus in the case of a rasha, and maybe even with a kal v'chomer. Even this rasha, is capable of surprising us and throwing a curveball in which he actually is motivated for the right reasons and he does something with Tova, I better get my act together because I have to be self-critical, again, not to the point of depression, but in order to motivate myself to do tshuva. Okay? And that's as far as a rush is concerned, that's what we wanted to accomplish. Now I want to go to the other side of the agenda, and that is as far as the Talmud Chacham is concerned. And here we want to start on page 3 with Masechta Brachos, and the Gemara says on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph in Brachos, Tana debe Rabbi Yishmael, Imra Isa Talmud Chacham Sha'over Avera Balaila Al Tahara Achra Bayom Shema Asa Tshuva Shema Salkadait Chalavadai Asa Tshuva. So Rabbi Yishmael establishes in this brisa that with regard to a Talmud Chacham, we have to be Damakav Schus in a case where we actually witnessed his doing an Avera. But the assumption has to be that he'll do tshuva between tonight and tomorrow morning, overnight.
Right. He gets one night. By then he would have done it.
Then he would have done tshuva. And the Gemara's conclusion is vaday osa tshuva. And here we have a very fine presentation, very original, of the Pachad Yitzchak. And this is in a letter that he sent apparently to one of his Talmidim, and it's published in a book called Igros Uksavim, and it's Igeres Lamed Ches. First, we want to look over the summary and then see it inside. Okay, then? So he says the following. What's the great chiddush, the marvelous chiddush of this statement of Rabbi Yishmael? Of Al Tahar Achrov Bayom Ki Vade Yosa Tshuva Balaila Shebeni Gud Lechiv Ladun Lekaf Schus Shehu Ben Ogele Maisa Shenasa Al Yidei HaAdam Sheyesh Bo Tzadim Shonim Liach Shemevura Lanu Shemaisa Hara Nasa Kvar Ein Shum Chova Ladun Kaf Schus. When you see a person behaving in a certain way and implementing a certain action, and it could go either way, then before you get to the bottom of it and before you investigate it, you have to be down the kaf schus. But once you investigate it, and lo and behold, you clarify that it was done lechova letzad ra, at that point your chiyuv of being down the kaf schus terminates. Ein shum chova ledun lekaf schus v'litvel shakilkul nasa nitkan. That if you now have clarified beyond the shadow of a doubt that he did an avera, he literally dipped his hand into your pocket and took out your watch and your wallet, whatever he stole, at that point you don't have to assume that you have to be down the kaf schus. Well, maybe he did tshuva. Lo chein etzel talmud chacham. In the case of a Talmud Chacham, even after you've decided through investigation and clarified that beyond the shadow of a doubt he certainly was guilty of a rush, and nevertheless there still is law to lekaf schus, and that is that he did tshuva. Aval chovas achra lekaf schus biofen zem yuchedes akver rak letalmidei chachamim. And now Rav Huda wants to understand, well, why do we assume that a Talmud Chacham did tshuva? Why not tell me, Rabbi Shmuel, that a tzaddik did tshuva? V'chol sugei hatzidkudios lo yoel bazeh. Ah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Rav Hud is not, he's not interested.
Are you reading in the Prophet Yitzchak or in the summary?
In the summary, I'm saying. In the summary, because I think it's a little bit easier to go through the Prophet Yitzchak inside when you have the summary first.
Right.
He says, "V'chol sugi hatzid kvayos lo yoilu bazeh, v'rak torahi hamechayeves ladun lekaf schuses baleha afili achar shenase maise rak bebirur ra bebirur." Oh, so he says the following: if a person has a great record of righteousness, that doesn't mean that after he did a tzad ra, he did a maisa ra, I have to be down the kaf schus that he does tshuva. But when it comes to the Talmud Chacham, then we're talking about the maila of Torah. And the maila of Torah the special unique feature of Torah outweighs all the other 612 mitzvahs. And there's something unique about the Mila of Tova that engenders tshuva. And now we want to go back to the Pachad Yitzchak on page 3 and try to decipher this. So he says the following: Od yisod echad aleinu levar kan haynu hine nischayavnu b'mitzvus b'tzedek tishbo desamisecha pirusha shal mitzvah zu ladin lekaf schus hashir b'zeh shal din lekaf schus v'vur b'rishonu shizet toli b'tivo shal adam anidon l'moshal misha madrega shalo hu madrega shal mechtzus chuyot zu mechtz avonos os chovas adiyun Diyun, meaning dan, lekaf schus, no heges bo, b'maisa sheyesh bo, chamisha achuz letzad schus. Chamishim achuz letzad schus, chamishim achuz letzad chova. So if you have an action, and it's been implemented by someone who, he's a mechz al mechz tiny guy, and the mice itself is 50-50, then we have to be dan lekaf schus. Omnom kolzo gakvero gela maisa shenasa yidei odom sheish po tzdodim lechovu tzdodim lechus oz amitzah shal betzedek tishpar sam yiksech mechayev sonu lachria letzdodei haschus lefi ercho shal oso odom aval yachar shemavurar lonu shemaisa hara nasa kvar oz ein oleinu shum chovu ladun lekav schus velitval shakilkul hanasa nitkan. We don't have to go as far as to say that a person who did a kilkul, he did a maisa vera, he went ahead and he rectified that maisa vera. We don't find anywhere that that's how far this chiyuv of davar kavshus goes. But there is one exception, and that's the case of a talmid chacham. With regard to talmid chacham, even though he violated an avera, the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishbar Samisecha obligates us to assume that the Talmud Chacham rectified that Aver. Hainu, afil achashenasa mais Aver yeshchiv shel dirun lekaf schus oisa kan tshuva. Aval chovas hachro lekaf schus biofen ze miyuchedes hi ach v'rak le Talmud Chacham kol sugi hatzidkus. Oh, okay, there was a printing error here. It should be tzidkus. There's an extra two letters over here that really threw me off in the summary. Kol mine kol sugi atzikus shemolim lo yoyil l'chayev es hadiyun l'kav schus after he did the avera is doch, it means that v'derech klal, the general rule is that the chiyuv is l'diyun l'kav schus toli v'madregas atzikus shal ha'odom anidon kemavur mikomakom kol zagak kodim shenevar shenasa ha'mais avera. And there the achroa is, if this maisa was done l'shem avera, let's say mitzvah, or l'shem tov, therefore we machria l'tzad z'chus. Oz hadin l'kaf z'chus, tolu yu madregas hatzidkus shal odom anidon. Aval yachar shenasa maisa ra, but once we clarify beyond the shadow of doubt that this was an avera, ain shum tzidkus sheba olam shetachayev osanu lodun l'kaf z'chus v'litval shenasa tshuva rak Torah he amechayev es lodun lekaf schus es baleha afil yachas shenasa maisera bebiur.
Now,
only if he has it, if he has in his back pocket the schus of Torah, he's a talmud chacham. Then and only then do I have a chiyuv of lodun lekaf schus even after the avera was done to assume that overnight he did tshuva. And this is one of the milest of Torah legabe all other mitzvahs. Ki cheskas asiyas hatshuva einen ovas mishum tzidkus sheba olam, but rak mishum Torah. Why do we assume that a person did tshuva? There's a chazaka that he definitely did tshuva after this avera. That's because of the mila of Torah. And that's the lashon of Rabbi Yishmael, lo timtza ichur hatshuva bilvad bi'amei ha'aretz. Bilvad bi'amei ha'aretz. The concept of Ichur HaTshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, is unique and singular to Ami Oretz. The Ami Oretz will delay Tshuva. Even if he's a great scout, even if he's a great tzaddik, he's very righteous, he has tons of mitzvahs on his record, but nevertheless, he doesn't know Torah. If he doesn't know Torah, then he's going to delay Tshuva. V'lo kosav ichor atshuva birshoyim o bekalim upochzim, That was pshita, he says, that a rasha or a kal or someone who's impetuous will certainly delay tshuva. But bevadei shedal say tshuva psuchim lakol. Avol cheskas ha-tshuva einena ele b'talmud chochem, talmud chochem dafka v'lo b'tzadikim. Yes, there's always room for tshuva. That's for sure. Even Rishayim can do tshuva. That's one of the fundamentals of our faith. But, nevertheless, to create a chazaka that a person does tshuva, that doesn't apply to Tamei Aretz, no matter how righteous they are, it only applies to a Talmud Chacham. So this is what you call one of the milas of Torah.
Nowadays of a Talmud Chacham, or we just
the Rambam writes about a Talmud Chacham, and this is a Rambam in Hilchus Ishus, of all places, that a Talmud Chacham is someone that you could ask him anywhere and he has an answer. And the poskim say he doesn't have to have a full-fledged answer, but he has to be oriented in the issues, that he knows how to put every shaila into its perspective because he has a broad and deep, profound knowledge of the fundamentals of the halacha. And why is the Rambam in Hilchus Ishus? Because, you know why, Avi?
No, because the wife is always asking the question.
No, because the Rambam wants to know what happens if a man says to a woman, "Hare at mekudeshesli, almanas shani tzaddik." You know, and how do you know if he's a tzaddik or he's not? And yet the Rambam says we have to assume that he might be a tzaddik, and therefore chayshino lekedushin. And if he says to almanas shani chacham, then Chayshinon, maybe he's a Chacham, and the Rambam asks, so who is a Chacham? You can ask him anywhere. And he has at least a very solid approach with a framework and an orientation. Now, today's Talmidei Chachamim are few and far between, but we definitely have Talmidei Chachamim today. And in Ami Aretz, we have some assumption, says Rabbi Yonah, of Ichur Tshuva. The Ami Aretz feels, you know, I have a laid-back attitude. Whenever I get around to it, I'll do tshuva. It's not urgent, it's not immediate. The Talmud Chacham, because he's steeped in Torah knowledge, and he appreciates, you know, all the nuances and the innuendos of a chet and the chi of tshuva, the Rambam says that in Hilchus Tshuva, that if a person does a chet, he should not delay tshuva. He has to do tshuva immediately. This is an urgent mitzvah, because, you know, he never knows how long he's going to live. What do you say?
Is there anywhere, does the Chazal give any other categories in between an Am Haaretz and a Talmud Chacham?
Yeah, I guess you could say that there is what's called a Chaver. The Gemara in Pesachim says that a Chaver has a Chazaka that he's very careful about mitzvahs in general. And therefore, if he leaves, you know, if he dies on the day of his death, he gathered in the fruits, we can assume that he was mafresh trumas and maisus. It's becheskas chulin and not becheskas tevel, because chazak al chaver sheni motzi mitachas yodo dover sheni mesukon. And honestly, Avi, I think your question is better than my answer, because it's a little bit of a pella that Rabbi Ishmael is talking about a Talmud Chacham. Let's go back to the words of the Rabbi Ishmael. Imra Isa Talmud Chacham Sha'avar Aver Balayla. Really, the truth is, and I think you're right about this, Rabbi Ishmael's statement should apply to anyone who's not an Am Haaretz. But there are many people in between, like a Chaver, that are very meticulous about observance of the law, that ostensibly should fit the same category. Comes along Rav Hutna, and he says, no, Rav Yishmael meant a Talmud Chacham and only a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because he has the mile of Torah. He is constantly dedicated to the study of Torah. This is what you call here in this country, Toraso Umnaso.
Right, you have people like that today still.
Right, then you give him a ptur from the army. What's the word in English I'm looking for? A reprieve, I think is the word, if I'm not mistaken. You give him a reprieve. Why? Because he's totally dedicated to Torah study. On Sunday, which is only 2 days ago, actually, it seems like a long time ago, I gave a shiur in Glide. You know, I give him a lunch and learn.
Where?
Glide. You know the Chevron Glide, like Aaron Attar, Mo Camioner, Max Rabin, Jonathan Rose. They all work in that company. So I give them a lunch and learn. And what we were... It's in the Gan Technologi, next to Malcha. So the issue that we were discussing is, what happens if you hire a teacher, a tutor, for teaching Torah, right? That sounds pretty close to home. And lo and behold, the student takes ill, and the employer cannot offer any work for the Malami, because there are no students to be had. Okay? So does the employer have to pay the full salary when Lamaisa, the Malamed, is doing nothing? And the final decision that we came to, a conclusion based on many different sources, the most important of which is the Nesivis in Choshim Mishpat, is that in this case, the Malamed can sue for damages if he doesn't get his full salary, because by not teaching, he himself suffers a loss. There's a damage, there's a nezek to the Malamed himself. When a person is involved in Torah study, he is so dedicated to Torah that if you don't give him the opportunity to teach Torah, he loses a lot. And that's why the employer in this case has to pay him the full salary. It's the employer's responsibility.
I got the first part of the logic, and it's a beautiful idea, and I definitely hits close to home. But the second part doesn't make sense. He should find him another student.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I mean, that was my fault. I was just trying to give you the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, we go through...
But he doesn't want the money. I mean,
no, not only does the employer have to find another student, but even more so, the Malamed himself has to try to find students. But the case that we're dealing with is... there are no students to be had because that one student that the employer contacted couldn't show up, and the employer did not find a backup, and therefore there's a certain element of negligence, and he'll pay the full salary. But the fascinating underlying logic here, that the Malamed loses something by not teaching, and I apply that here to this Pachad Yitzchak about the Mila of Torah, that someone who's dedicated to Torah, he becomes one with the Torah. And when you transform your personality to a personality of Torah, like the Mishnah says in Avos, that the Shechinah resides over the Lomei Torah, that transfer of personality is such that he could not tolerate chait. And if he fell prey to the Yetzer Hara on one particular occasion, you can bet your bottom dollar that he's going to do tshuva immediately. And it also could be understood on an intellectual level. The Talmid Chacham, more than anyone else, is aware of chet. He knows the standards of the Torah. He's aware of the details. Ein amar it's chassid, because he doesn't know the laws. It's a Talmid Chacham who's aware of the fact, hey, I messed up a little bit. I fell short of the requirement, because he knows the halacha inside out. Such a person, such a chacham, you can bet you can rely on the fact that as a chazakah he'll do tshuva overnight. And if you go back to the summary a little bit, I just want to show you some of the other issues that are going to come up. We don't have time for them now because it's time to end. But you'll take a look about choshed b'ksherim, a person who violates this mitzvah of being dan l'kaf schus, and he's choshed b'ksherim, he suspects someone who's reliable and is upstanding, and there's a whole sugin yuma about a choshed b'ksherim loke b'gufo. And then we're going to have a whole discussion about different cases that come up, both in the Musa Sfarim and in the Halacha Sfarim, about being dan l'kaf schus. And finally, a discussion about the Yemei Hadin of Chodesh Elul and the beginning of Chodesh Tishrei, where there's a special obligation, a very unique and profound obligation to be dan l'kaf schus, in order to see to it that Hashem, midah keneged midah, will be dan us l'kaf schus. And Rav Chaim Shulevitz develops the idea that the greatest secret weapon that we have during the Yemei HaRachamim, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, to see to it that we're guaranteed success in din, is to dedicate ourselves totally to being dan l'kaf chavero, l'kaf zechus. It's very interesting, I just want to conclude with this, that the Rambam in Hilchas Hilchas Deos, which is Perikei Halacha Zayin, says that Talmidei Chachamim, that there's a certain expect, you know, we expect a great deal. The standards that we demand of a Talmid Chacham are great. Lo Yitzoek V'Tzoveach B'Shas Diburo is the way he speaks, the way he carries himself, the way he talks to people, and everything has to be Ba'Nova. But on this list, after he speaks about being Makdim Shalom L'Chol Adam, he writes V'Don Es Kol Adam L'Kaf. You see that this obligation of being dan lekaf schus is uniquely imperative for a Talmud Chacham, and that Be'ezra Hashem will be the topic of our next discussion. B'li Nedah.